What's up, everybody? Welcome to this podcast. Been quite a long time now since I'm doing this. And what we're going to discuss today is why hating is the thing that poor people do, right? So let's begin. I'd like to start with this beautiful, beautiful quote. I heard that no one hating you is above you, right? Like no one hating you is more successful than you, right? It's funny, like just consider any one of your haters. Like I can guarantee you that they are not above you, right? They are not more successful than you, right? It's pretty funny because they are hating because there's some part of them or there's some part of their life which is not fulfilled and they're just throwing that pain on you, right? So it's indirectly it's a perseverance of that, right? So it's the first thing, right? No one hating you is more successful than you. And second thing is like we as a coach or consultant or information marketer or internet marketer, when we try to like go out, make more noise in the market and like sell more of our products and like do big things, we usually get a lot of hate, right? In our ads, in our emails, everywhere, right? Especially like it's funny, like every time we send out an email to a list, like we get people replying us like ridiculous things. Maybe they're cursing or something, right? It's really funny, right? So there are multiple perspectives you can like really like watch this into. Is like first thing is that, again, as we discussed, there's some part of their life that is not fulfilled and they're throwing that particular pain onto you, right? And like maybe they are like, I don't know, hurting you because of that, or maybe that is why they are like throwing dirt on you or something like that, right? So and a funny analogy is like if you are a person who's already made it in life, you will especially get a lot of haters, right? For example, I'll give you a really cool example of Grant Cardone. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys know him. It's one of the coolest persons, one of my inspiration as well. So here's the thing, right? There was this dude who was, oh man, like, I don't know, giving a lot of hate to Grant Cardone that he's a scam, he's that, he's this, right? And typically, if you know Grant Cardone, like he doesn't give a fuck about any of these things, any of these haters. He doesn't give a shit about any of these haters, right? So one time dude considered, like even considered thinking about that hater or like tried to like oppose that or whatever, bro, like the amount of visitors, the amount of traction, the amount of people that particular person who hated on him, he grew his business by multiple folds. Let's say dude is selling real estate, or let's say the guy who is hating on Grant is selling cars or something like that, right? Bro, suddenly he got a new set of audience from Grant to his channel and now is selling something, and now immediately his business like making $1 million because he hated on Grant and Grant just considered even like thinking about that hater, right? It's pretty funny, right? And now that person throws more hurt on, like throws more like wrong things, or like says more abusive things, or like throws more dirt on Grant maybe to grow his business, or like maybe a lot of people flip and like they start talking good stuff about Grant, or they delete their old stuff, right? It's pretty funny, right? So you gotta get to the level like where even like you considering about a hater will make them like $1 million and like their whole business is dependent on hating you. It's pretty funny, right? When you see things with this ideology, it's also like kind of, if you are like a starting beginner level or intermediate level, it kind of aspires you to get to that level, like where you even considering will make them like $1 million or whatever. So it's pretty funny, right? It's just a way of seeing this, right? And one last thing I'd like to add is like, turn your hate into marketing. It's pretty funny when you try to be like the same person like everyone is doing in ads. It's just your cost per acquisition goes high, your cost per leads goes high. It's crazy, right? But when you do something that's unexpected, right? What's unexpected? It's like turning your hate into marketing, right? So let's say you have a coaching program. Let's say you have like 5,000 people in it or something like that, right? Or let's say you have like trained 10,000 people or something. Let's say two people throw dirt on you, or let's say two people talk shit about you. What you can do is like, for a quick example, take a screenshot of those two people, run it as an ad and just say that it's funny, out of 5,000 people, only these two people didn't see something good about my training. if you wanna like get to know more about da 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 your topic, go sign up. I can guarantee you it'll outperform any of your ads. It'll get you cheaper clicks. It'll go viral. It'll get you like some insane comments, likes, and stuff like that. It's gonna be awesome, right? So it's pretty cool. That's why like hating is the thing which poor people do, and that's how like your mindset should be when it comes to haters. Because especially when we get started in the business and stuff like that, once we start seeing hate, we kind of take it personally. The idea is to not take it personally, because just keep this in your mind that anyone hating you is not above you. Anyone hating you is not more successful than you, right? And of course, and these little bit of haters like cannot stop us from the ultimate mission we are going after. And like at the end, that is the end goal, right? Either you want to make more money, either you want to make more money, you want to give more impact and stuff like that, right? So yeah, it's pretty cool when you see things from this perspective. So this is it for this podcast. It's 12:13 in the night and I'm recording this. So see you around.